Welcome, world famous film every show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. It's a Tuesday. We're going to have Dawn Berman on the show, and let me just give you some setup here. On our show a number of years ago, Dawn Berman was on and talked about an earthquake that had just hit the L.A. area, and he said he, quote, sat in the earthquake. Now, this show was pointed out by who, bud?
Yeah, Rory McLeod. He posted about it on the BSPs and More page.
Okay, so we got Dawn on. Apparently, this is something Dawn's been suffering with now. And we interviewed Dawn Berman earlier this afternoon, talking about these events back in 2020. Good evening and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's a, well, a Tuesday, and we're very happy to be with you guys. We have Dawn Berman with us from Channel 19 News. Dawn, when's the last time we had you in studio?
I don't think it hasn't been recently. I don't recall. It might have been the last couple of years.
We might have had you on a panel or something.
Might have been, yeah.
But the reason why we have you on here tonight is because there's been something that has sort of, I guess, colored your career?
Well, I don't know if it's colored my career at Channel 19, but I always get people looking at me when there's an earthquake. And we had an earthquake here in Southern California on Sunday, was it?
It was Sunday, the epicenter out in T.O.
And you felt it. You were sitting in your car at Channel Islands Harbor.
I was sitting in my car at Channel Islands Harbor, yeah.
All right. And it was not much of a rocker, especially in Los Angeles, where I live on the west side, but we did feel it, and more importantly, it was reported. Whenever there is an earthquake reported in Southern California, in our newsroom, and I'm sitting typing, and I may be working on a story, it may be about the earthquake, it may not be about the earthquake, as Dawn Berman, I'm not just the anchor, I'm also the news editor and the news manager in our newsroom, people... How do I put this? People walk by.
Well, you see they walk by and they look at you?
They look at me, and then as soon as they see me look at them, they look away quickly.
And there's a reason for this, and you're putting it on this show.
I don't want to say I'm putting it on your show, Phil. It happened on your show. There's a reason for them staring at me, and then when I look at them, they look away very quickly. This has been going on now for, what is this? What year is this? It's 2025. This has been going on almost 6 years.
6 years. All right. So let's get into the show. This happened on the show?
It happened on your show, and I was reminded of it by Rory McLeod, one of your listeners, a gentleman who curates a lot of the material on your show.
Yeah, Rory was a long-time listener of our show, long-time BSP.
Right. He mentioned it, and all of a sudden, the memories came flooding back because of this earthquake. And sure enough, as I was typing in the newsroom, I noticed at least three or four of the interns, people who have not been with us very long, but also Donna Del Greco from Up With People. And Donna, if you're listening, you know you did it, so, you know.
Goldie Shower.
Yeah, Goldie Showers.
Bud, I'm doing this.
All right. But...
He says that because he likes to say the name Goldie Showers. Yeah, Goldie Showers. He stared at me, okay?
All right, I'm just wondering.
Goldie Showers did, our weatherman, and of course we had Rick Splendine, who's our new sports director, and I don't know that he knew, but what's happened, Phil, is this has become, it's filtered through the newsroom.
Let's listen to what you're talking about, and let's discuss it some more.
All right.
This is from a broadcast or a podcast, folks, on the 19th of July, what is it, Bud?
Yeah, it's the 9th.
9th of July, 2020, as we talked to Dawn Berman about an earthquake that had happened that week of 2020. Let's listen. Dawn, you saw everybody kind of running for cover, right?
Well, of course, yes. And, that always happens. And it's not that I approve of it. But because I have sat in a newsroom, believe me, that's not the first earthquake I've sat in.
What's the first earthquake you... What do you mean, sat in?
It's not the first earthquake. What's wrong with me saying sat in?
It sounds as if you fell into... Rear end first into something.
Yeah, it just sounds like you sat down into something.
What are they talking about?
What are you talking about?
You're talking about,
When you say you sat in it, it sounds like you sat into something warm and soft and wet.
Like a someone's dump? What the fuck?
All right, take it easy. All right, let's pause it right there. We're listening to the show from 2020.
Yes.
You remember saying that?
Yes.
Can you tell me why you said that you sat in the earthquake?
Because I had, when the earthquake hit, And I had not been forthcoming with people about this, and I don't think I should have been forthcoming with people about this. But since people have been staring at me, well, have you? This is the first time you're telling us about anybody about this, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, I appreciate your coming on the show.
Well, I mean, this keeps coming up. Every time an earthquake happens, we got people walking by and going, oh, there's the guy who said he sat in an earthquake.
When the earthquake hit back in 2020, I went ahead and I, you know...
Are you saying you shit your pants?
Can we watch the language, please?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. I didn't... What I'm saying is...
But that's essentially what you're saying.
May I say it, or do they get to? Yeah, can everybody shut up and let Don talk?
Fine, yeah.
I mean, I tried to.
Bud.
Okay.
When the earthquake hit, I looked around and I saw the newsroom shaking. And before I knew it, I felt something wet and in my pants. Okay. If you laugh, Phil, I swear to God, I'm going to start swinging. All right, I'm sorry. I'm not. God, Don, I'm not kidding. I'm going to throw a punch if you laugh. I'm not laughing.
All right.
When the earthquake hit, I got a little nervous. I looked around me. May I ask you, was that your first earthquake? It was the first earthquake that had been that strong. The other earthquakes I'd been slept through, to be honest with you, as you know, I had a drinking problem.
Yeah.
And a drug problem.
Yes.
All of the previous earthquakes that had happened in Los Angeles, as I was anchor at Channel 19 News, happened while I was in most likely a drug or drug state or alcoholic state of, I was just passed out. Okay. Every single one of them? Well, every one that was evident in the city. Yeah. I was the Northridge quake. Yes. I was, the Northridge quake. Yes. I'd been snorting. I don't know what the,
oh my God,
Margaret, this is all a matter of record that I had these problems. The Whittier quake. I think I was in the throes of alcoholism then. I think I'd been asleep on the newsroom floor, to be honest with you. Somebody had to wake me up that morning and said, we just had an earthquake, Don. Would you like to go somewhere safe? And I said, don't bother me. I just stayed laying on the floor while the earthquake was happening.
Yes.
So this was the first one after I got clean.
I want to thank you, Don, for being so forthcoming with us.
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to threaten you.
Well, I guess I don't blame you. I guess you've been, have you been kidded about this?
I'm just tired of people looking at me like, oh, there goes the drunk.
And yet you've had a really successful career here.
I have. But I don't know how much of it is people just saying, hey, let's tune in and see if Berman craps his pants tonight or something.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? Seriously, Don, I didn't hear you. We didn't hear you, Don.
I said, I think people tune in every night. Sometimes I think they tune in every night to see if Berman shits himself, okay?
I would ask you to... I'm sorry, Phil, but...
You almost called him Don.
I know.
You're not still drinking.
No, I'm... Oh, my God, I swear to God.
Don't ball your fist up at me, Don. You can threaten Phil.
Ms. Gray...
No, wait, don't. You threaten Phil all you want. You ball your fist up at me, and I'll pick... You see that door there?
Look, Ms. Gray...
Do you see the door? It's a double door?
Yes.
You'll go through it. You'll go through it, and you'll be sitting down, tying your shoes, wondering where... I was just sitting over there. Why am I here?
Is that right?
Yes. Do you want to try some?
No, I don't. God.
All right, everybody calm the hell down, if you don't mind. No one balls their fist up at me.
I got it, Margaret, okay? I'm sorry, Margaret. I just... You understand, when that quake hit back in... 2020.
Did that quake have a name? Do we know that?
I can look it up.
I don't know. I mean, it was the week of July.
July, yes.
You have it right here.
Go ahead.
A 4.2 magnitude earthquake and its aftershock rolled through Los Angeles early on Thursday morning, but there was no immediate report of damage. United States Geological Survey showed an earthquake struck just a mile north of Pucallpa.
Pacoima. Let me see it, bud.
Oh, I don't know what the name of it.
Yeah, a mile north of Pacoima. It's near the San Fernando Valley at 4:30 in the morning. The area shuddered with aftershocks. So you guys were working.
We were working on the morning news, yeah.
And there was a small chance that a larger earthquake could occur, but 4.4 struck in March of 2014. There it is.
Yeah, so
I don't know. Did they give it a name? I guess the Pacoima quake or something like that.
I have no idea, but I do remember... the quake vividly, And I went ahead and I went in my pad. I don't know what. Yeah, what would you call that? You just I said I defecated into the briefs. That sounds, well, why do you say that? Because I don't want it to sound like I did it in my pants. I want to just say something that
sounds a little more respectable.
Yeah, sure, respectable. Well, now you're laughing.
Well,
how does it sound respectable that you sat there while you're typing a news story, an earthquake hits, you stand up to see if everyone's all right, and suddenly you smell something, you look down.
Yes, there it is.
And there it is. God damn it. All right, go ahead, punch me if you want. No, I'm not gonna. God damn it. I'm sorry, man.
Come on, Phil. Have more respect.
Yes.
Oh, sure. All right, so what do you mean, oh, sure?
Don, I love you, man. I respect you. I know you've been through a lot. You've built that newsroom and that news operation at Channel 19. You've been a top-rated anchor. I know you're still waiting on that Emmy, and we've tried everything we can to get you that Emmy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll never get an Emmy. I'll never win an Emmy in this town. You want to know why? Because there's too many other people in this town that are jealous, okay? There's too many people in this town that are just flat jealous of what Don Berman brings to the table.
Yeah. Maybe they don't know that, well, I shouldn't say, but maybe they don't have the experience of doing it in your pants.
I'm going to kick his ass. Wait a minute. Wait. Get away, bud.
Ow!
Come on, Don. Get out of here, bud, will you?
Oh, yeah, right. Just because I made a little bit of a joke.
The kid made a joke about you going in your pants, Don.
I knew this was a mistake. God, I knew it. Everybody grow the hell up.
Right, Phil. We'll grow up while you devote an entire episode of your podcast to a man crapping his pants.
Well, no. Because this came up, as I mentioned, on the BSPs and More page, and this earthquake came up on the BSPs and More page, and I called Don, and you said you wanted to clear the air.
Yes, I wanted to clear the air, and the first thing you said was, does it smell as bad as it did the morning you went in your pants?
As a joke.
Yeah, sure.
Ha, 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 ha.
There, I'm laughing.
All right, let's grow up here a minute. That morning, Don... So what happens, because of that, this quake that happened, what it was yesterday, on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. And we were getting ready to do a Sunday evening report. And I was typing, and we had news of the earthquake. And I looked up, and I saw people suddenly look away, as they always do this, every earthquake. We had one last year. People file by my desk, glance down, I look up, they look away. And then L. Ron Martin walks by and holds his nose. He did this. He goes, he held his nose like, ooh, and then he looked at me and went, I'm only kidding, Don, and pats me on the back. I tell you what, and L. Ron, if you're listening, in moments like that, I wanted to grab your tie, yank you down, and have your chin go right up through your nose, my desk. So you've really been pissed off.
Well, wouldn't you? Look, folks, I did something that is a normal reaction. If you're scared...
So when you talked about that quake on my show, you said you sat in the earthquake.
I was thinking about, yeah, I sat right down into a pile of my own you-know-what, as if I might as well have been sitting in the earthquake.
Well, did you sit back down?
Well, that was the part. That's the part that everyone looked at me about. I got up. I felt it kind of, I smelt something. I looked down. Oh, God, I shit my pants, excuse my language, and I sat back down in it, and I went, oh, what did I just do? So I had to get up.
Wait a minute. You knew that you went in your pants, and then you went ahead and you sat in it.
You're laughing again?
No, sir, I'm not.
Yes, I did. Okay, so you sat back down in it, and that's why when you were on our show just a week later, you said you sat in the earthquake.
Yes, that represented the earthquake itself, what I did in my pants. And let me tell you something. If you don't have a fear of quakes, which I guess you don't, right, Phil?
I wouldn't say that at all, no. You've been through a lot of them. I've been through a hell of a lot of earthquakes, and I'm not saying that they're relaxing experiences at all.
But you don't react the way I do. I'm scared to death of them, okay?
God, Don, I had no idea.
I am. I don't know if it's a phobia or whatever it is.
I think it's healthy to be afraid of an earthquake.
So when that earthquake hit, and I was typing, and I felt something... The earthquake hit, I looked up and I thought, aha, that's an earthquake. I was trying to be a newsman about it. I was typing and I got up and I looked. I felt something wet.
Just kind of push its way out, huh?
Yeah, push its way out. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. I just crapped myself, and then I sat down into it.
By accident?
No, I did it on purpose. Yes, by accident.
All right.
And that's when I got up. And this is the thing that I resent the most, because a lot of the people that walk by my desk do this kind of spread leg waddle. Oh, so they're mocking you? Yes, they're mocking the way I went to the bathroom that morning to get out of my pants.
Well, what did you do? You didn't have a spare pair of pants?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, on set, we have a change of clothing. And I asked Terry, who was working on a little wardrobe department, that I said, would you go get me a pair of my slacks? She didn't have anything. She had a pair of Speedos. She had to wear Speedos. Yeah, don't laugh.
Okay, Don, you got to admit, I mean, it's funny.
I had to walk around in the newsroom until somebody went and got me a pair of pants in Speedos, yeah.
Was you able to take a shower?
Yeah, what do you think? Yes, I did. Okay, so you took a... We're talking to Don Berman from Channel 19 News on the in the month of... whenever it was, August? What are they saying, July?
It was July.
In the month of July in 2020, an earthquake hit in the San Fernando Valley of 4.4. Don came on our show the following week and said, and we just heard him... we just played it, and we could play it again. He said that he sat in the earthquake, and we picked up on that, and we made an issue out of that. And it comes out now. It didn't come out then, but it comes out now that you sat in it.
Yeah, I sat in it because I took a dump, and that, to me, that dump was the earthquake.
And you sat down in it.
That's what I did. I'm not stuttering over here.
No, we got it, okay. And then you took a bath?
I took a shower, and they gave me a pair of Speedos.
That's all they had.
That's apparently all they had in wardrobe, yes.
Don Berman is my guest, folks. All right, let's take a break. We're going to be right back with more from Don Berman on this earthquake we had the other day, and the famous earthquake in the summer of 2020, when Don said that he very famously on the air said he sat in the earthquake, and since then, people have looked at him real funny in the newsroom. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Hey guys, have you been over to our merch store? You haven't? You got to get over to the Phil Henry Show merch store. There's a link to it right on our webpage, philhenryshow.com. We've got the Phil Henry Show brands. We've got the Teds of Beverly Hills brands. We've got Bobby Dooley. 32 different products for Bobby Dooley, the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police brand. We have Steve Bozell, Elcott The Next Step, all kinds of stuff. Just for instance, under Bobby Dooley, we have the Western Estates Plate Small Tote Bag. We got the Western Estates Flag T-shirt. We have the Western Estates Aluminum License Plate. The Western Estates Women's T-shirt. And if you go over here to Ted Bell, you got Ted's Black T-shirt, Ted's Black Plus Size T-shirts. We got Ted's Black Bodysuit, Ted's Black Apron, Ted's Women's Boy Briefs. Get a load of that, Margaret.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. We have Ted's Pajamas for Men, Ted's Pajamas for Women. If you like Ted's of Beverly Hills, you can dress in Ted's gear 24 hours a day, from the underwear to the apron to the pajamas. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirts, the Stakeout Sweatshirt, and it goes on and on. We also have B&B Construction hoodies from Steve Bozell. We got Phil Henry Show merch, the mugs, the shot glasses. We have the ball caps. Everything's there at the Phil Henry Show merch store. If you want to not just listen to the podcast and not just be a BSP and longtime fan, if you want to actually drape yourself in Phil Henry gear, Bobby Dooley gear, Ted's of Beverly Hills gear, all of the great guests and all of the great personalities we've had on the show down through the years, go over to the merch store, man. You got to go there and pick yourself up something that you can wear very proudly and say, hi, I'm nuts.
Yeah.
Yes, the Phil Henry Show merch store. Go on over and get yourself something. Get yourself a couple of things. Buy out the place at philhenryshow.com. It's the greatest value online other than porn. Welcome back. Phil Henry Show here with us is Don Berman from Channel 19 News. And what we're doing here is we're checking out with Don. You know, Don, we're talking about the earthquake that happened in 2020.
It was the summer of 2020, the Pacoima quake.
Yeah. And getting to the bottom of the comment that people have noticed down through the years that you sat in this earthquake. Now, Rory McLeod posted the show, posted a link to the show on the BSPs and More page.
Well, Mr. McLeod, I'm familiar with Mr. McLeod. And he sends me fan mail and he says, hey, Don, yeah, what it is. You know, everything's great. Hey, tell me about the time that you sat in an earthquake. And right away,
What, do you feel like he's harassing you?
No, he comes on like a fan, but then he wants to know all these details about when I passed out face down in the street.
So he wants to know about some of the more embarrassing
things.
And I can see you going, hee hee.
Don, you have to understand, some of this is pretty amusing.
What is amusing about a man battling a drug problem and passing out face down in a toy store?
All right, well, it's not funny, you're right.
Well,
I admit the toy store part. What were you doing in a toy store? Are you buying toys for a nephew?
No, I wanted to go in and get an action figure for myself. While you were high on drugs?
Well, yeah. I mean,
Don, I'm very proud of you that you've cleaned up.
Absolutely, Don. We all are. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Berman.
All right, thank you.
Okay. But we do want to deal with this. We do want to deal with this because you say every time you reported an earthquake or an earthquake happens, people are walking by the desk, then they're waddling.
Yes, they're doing what they call the Berman waddle.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
The Berman waddle is what?
The Berman waddle. Yeah, Bud's doing it right now. I don't care.
Yeah, it's like this. You just go back and forth because, ooh.
That's pretty much what it was. Yeah, that was what my experience was.
So you got up, you realized you'd gone in your pants, and you waddled off.
Yes.
Don, a lot of people are afraid of a lot of things. Earthquakes, people have phobias. Phil, you're afraid of what?
I'm claustrophobic. I cannot be in an enclosed space.
Right. And I have a fear of heights.
I also share your fear, Mr. Berman, of going in my pants.
That I don't have a fear of that. I have a fear of earthquakes.
Fear of earthquakes, bud.
Oh.
Well, so everybody's got a fear of going in their pants, bud.
Do you panic about it?
Wait a minute, wait. Do you worry about that every day, bud?
Yeah.
I worry, yeah. I worry, what if I all of a sudden go in my pants?
Every day you're worried about that?
No, but I just think about it. You know, yeah, that would be bad.
That's not a phobia, you jackass.
Well,
So anyway,
this is the whole thing, and this is why Phil, and I wanted to do that report on, it's called the Phil Hendry, speaking of phobias, it was called the Phil Hendry phobia. Remember we wanted to do that?
Yeah.
And you didn't cooperate.
Because I thought it was just a made up bunch of junk.
Well, no, it isn't. People are afraid of going on your show because they think you're going to point at them, and all of a sudden, what are they don't see you, they don't see Margaret, they don't see Bud, they don't see the general. They see four chimpanzees with the big teeth going, like that.
I don't believe that.
Well, I've been told. People, it's called the Phil Hendry effect. They go on the show, they pour their hearts out seriously, and then when they look up at the four of you, your faces dissolve into the faces of apes, going, ha ha ha, with the big teeth.
Where are you going, Don?
I told you if you laughed, I was either going to start swinging or leave.
Don, grow up.
I'm growing up.
Well, then why don't you waddle out the door?
Oh, what an asshole, man.
Don, come on, sit down. I think you've been very brave coming on the program and telling us that when you said the famous line, I'm sitting in it, you were talking about you had just, you know.
Yes, I sat down, I shit my pants, okay, pal?
All right, let's see, more from that show in 2020. Don, are you there?
I was just talking to the kid, I mean, Jesus.
All right. Don, I can't have the F word.
I understand. I apologize. But I did not know what you people were talking about when you said...
They had the problem.
Right. First of all, you got some problem with me having to do with the earthquake, don't you?
No, I'm waiting to hear what you said.
Well, what's the story with they said? Me, I...
Don, we took it upon ourselves, Margaret and I, to criticize you for saying you sat in it.
Right, I'm talking about an earthquake. I'm not talking about somebody just...
Someone just went on the couch.
Yeah, as if some guy just went... Some guy. Listen to me.
Can we drop this now?
Well...
Can we drop this now?
Phil...
Can we drop it?
Yes, we'll drop it.
Thank you.
And that's what happened. We dropped it, and... Yeah, Bud's right. Every time I say, let's drop it, people look at me and go, yeah?
So every time some reference is made to this, to an earthquake or dropping it,
yeah, people are looking at, hey, has Berman dropped one? I'm not kidding.
Now I think you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm telling you.
And they do the Berman waddle.
Yes. This earthquake that we reported on Sunday, I looked up, I saw three people from the sports department just going, okay, I got to go to the bathroom now, doing like the penguin waddle. And when I say, would you please drop it, they'll go, didn't you already do that?
Well, Don, you know, by you coming on the program, I thought it was very courageous. And I'd like to just say, if there's anybody listening from the Channel 19 newsroom, lay off.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. The guy has helped your news department become one of the top news departments in L.A. Just leave it at that.
That I agree, Don. And,
well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So let's just drop it. Dickhead.
All right, wait. No.
I can listen to that drop it stuff once.
Don, come on, man.
Well, then don't do that, man.
Yeah, Mr. Broom, all you said was drop it. You're not talking about you dropping one in your shorts.
Are you guys born assholes, or did you have to go to school for it?
Look, Don.
No, really. Were you born assholes, or did you go to high school and get a diploma in it? Here's my diploma in asshole. Don, no, I'm asking you guys. Did you get a Bachelor of Science in asshole? All right, Don, get out of here.
Don Berman.
Well, you know something, we should have just...
Should have what, man? This was brought up. It's a valid question.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. It's okay, Don. We didn't mean to bug you with it, you know.
Sorry, Mr. Berman. I didn't mean to say you... When I said drop it, I wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah, sure.
Look at this guy.
Thanks, everybody. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I want to thank Don Berman. Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
Seriously, Don.
Yeah, seriously. Join us on the Channel 19 News, and I'll just try to forget the... When I do the news tonight or tomorrow night, I'll just be focused on the news, and you can be sitting there at home going, oh, there's the guy that waddles to the bathroom. No, that's not what they're going to think.
Thank you very much, Don.
Sure.